said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hello there, podcasters. Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch-up, the legendary Guy Sebastian from The Voice.
We had to talk to Senior Sergeant Simon Sirius about a very serious situation in the prison.
Yes, we did. And we asked what amazing thing you did before a loved one passed.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
Guy Sebastian's been in the charts for a long time, hasn't he? Let's be honest.
Like that.
So many great songs. Yeah, he teams up with stars like Lupe Fiasco and Matt Dictinsky.
So what's the way to Vic Park?
Oh, yes. That was his best work. I'm glad you put that in so we don't have to mention it to him.
Guy Sebastian, good morning, mate. How you doing?
Very good. How are you guys?
We're really good. Guy, The Voice is coming back. What are you looking for in your team this year? Are you going for a particular flavour?
Look, it's we've obviously seen a lot of singing shows, and there's been a lot of people, you know, in the thousands who have auditioned for these shows every year. And I think I just want something special, you know, like when you're a coach, you're sitting there for sometimes those days go for 13, 14 hours where you're just sitting there hearing singer after singer. You just want something unique. And we've got some pretty unique people on the show. You know, we've got Mongolian throat singers and we've got international all-stars and all sorts of elements that are different. There's also a couple of little different things. We've got each of the coaches have a block. So when we've got two blocks each, and if we feel passionate about someone, like say someone's singing a Destiny's Child song, they most definitely are going to go for Kelly. They're obviously a Destiny's Child fan. And so we can say, no, I really want you and I'm going to use my block. And, you know, they might be disappointed that they didn't get Kelly, but on the flip side, they think, oh, wow, Guy must really believe in me if he's willing to use one of his only two blocks. And so it's an interesting element. I don't really like having that power taken away from me, but it's definitely interesting.
Oh, come on, Guy, shatter their dreams. It's fine.
No, but wait till you see my team. Like last year, I thought I had some strong members in my team, but this year, I'm feeling like this is my year. I've got a pretty awesome team. I can't tell you who's in my team yet, but it's all going to air very soon.
Guy, I have to be honest with you. I haven't heard anything since you said Mongolian throat singer.
got you going?
Is that because, I mean, people like you and I would know this guy, but for those who aren't in the music industry, Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Mongolia, is the new sort of hotspot of popular music, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, well, it's just very different. I mean, this guy, right, when you see him, wait till you see what he does. He can sing with two voices at the same time. So he separates his throat into two voices. So he's singing in harmonies octaves.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's so different for the voice.
Unreal. Hey, mate, I saw that gig around Anzac Day that you did. You co-hosted with David Campbell, and I think Delta popped up as well a few times. And I just want to say that version of Battle Scars was mind-blowing. Mm. So hats off to you, man.
But thank you.
You had your son there. Now, it's Hudson, the 8-year-old, isn't it? He looks like a male model, the young fella.
Hudson, yeah.
Are you finding the kids are quite musical, mate? It sounds like a silly question, but they sometimes can move away from what the parents are doing.
Definitely, they love music. And look, we recorded a little song for Mother's Day, and we did like a little version of Forever Young, but instead of saying Forever Young, we said, we love you, Mom.
I have to be honest with you, Guy. Kimber hasn't heard anything you said since you talked about separating your throat or the gentleman separating his throat into two separate channels.
Yeah. And on the Mongolian voice, they've just got Aussie people going in singing generic Jimmy Barnes songs.
That's so bizarre.
You won't believe this guy. He sings about shutting down a town.
You know what he told me?
What?
Is that people die when they're training to become throat singers. So apparently there's been like brain injuries or something.
Oh.
Which is not what we need right now. We've got COVID.
No,
they have a big telethon in Mongolia for those that have lost their lives to throat singing.
Yes, exactly. There's someone very interesting from Perth who's trying
to... Oh, yeah. What you got?
Do tell.
Well, I won't give it away.
Okay.
He's actually a friend of mine.
Right,
he's
okay.
A friend of mine, and he's from Perth.
Right.
And he's an absolute beast of a singer, and I'm looking forward to you guys. Yeah, you get... Perth should definitely get behind him.
Okay.
Is it drum?
We'll get him in. Murphy Brothers?
No, it's not. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the
morning on Mix 94.5. This story that's been floating around, guys, about the prison officer at Pirtakia Prison.
Oh, yeah.
Set to appear in court, charged with stealing. Now, the item allegedly stolen was initially confiscated, Kimbo, from a prisoner and then allegedly taken by a prison guard.
I have always wondered what happens to those things when they get confiscated.
Yeah, we only found $50. On the line is our police spokesperson, Senior Sergeant Simon Sirius. Sergeant, welcome. Can you please talk us through the story?
Yeah, good morning there, Claire. Hello, Matt, and a lovely day to you, Kimbo. You know, thank you. Look, the alleged incident, and it is alleged, has played out after an item of contraband was taken from a prisoner, and the claim is that the prison guard has then taken the item for their personal use.
If that is true, though, I mean, this is obviously a very serious breach of security. We know that prison contraband can include mobile phones, there's weapons, drugs. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, Kimber, as this is an ongoing police investigation, I do have to be careful with what I say.
Yeah.
I can tell you the contraband in question is a $2 packet of Sakata rice crackers. And at this stage, that's all I can tell you. I'm not able to speculate on whether it was chicken, classic barbecue, or seaweed.
Right. Wow. I don't want to trivialise this, but really a $2 pack of rice crackers? I mean, how seriously do police take this sort of thing, Senior Sergeant Sirius?
Oh, super seriously, Matt. Super seriously. Theft is theft. The Sakata cracker may only be a delicious low GI snack for you, but in prison, they are very valuable, used as a counter, like coins, like currency. Our more religious prisoners use them for Holy Communion.
Of course.
And they are very popular for sticking in doors that rattle in the wind.
Senior Sergeant, it must be disappointing when someone from the law enforcement or prison services actually breaks the law themselves.
Yeah, I am disappointed, Claire. If proven to be true, again, I must point out that this is all alleged. I'm disappointed that it's made it out as a story. I understand theft is theft, but this sort of thing does happen in office kitchens across the world on a daily basis. I'm disappointed the officer has fallen foul of the law if these charges are true. Mm. And I'm disappointed that if the allegation is true, the officer didn't go bigger. I'm thinking if you're going to do the Sakata cracker, some hummus, cucumber, a nice cheese. Make it worth all of our trouble and time.
Senior Sergeant Simon Sirius to the bottom of the story and the top as well. Thanks for your time this morning and updating us on that one.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. This week we lost actor Jerry Stiller at the age of 92, I believe, and I was reading a statement from his son Ben Stiller, who was talking about how grateful he was that at the moment, you know, his dad died of old age and other complications and not COVID.
Yes, sure.
Because he said it meant that they were able to spend the last few weeks of his life together.
Oh, yeah, that's been heartbreaking to see people isolated in that last moment.
Would have had
it?
A pane of glass between them if it had been the other way.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. And it sounds like, by all accounts, they were a very close family.
People have reached out, which has been really nice. You'd ask him, he would say, you know, like, do you care about kind of all, like, you know, the show business aspect of things? And he really did. But he'd always say, but like, I really care, you know, I really care about my kids and my kids being happy. And he'd be so happy watching us do our thing. That really made, or his grandkids do their thing.
And, you know, when you've got family and friends who you really love and adore, it's dreadful when you lose them, even though we know it's a part of life.
Of
it's
course.
Such a horrible situation. And yeah, thinking about all these families that have had to deal with losing someone during COVID and not being able to say goodbye. Because, you know, there's also all these other people you want to be able to do something special for them. You know, if you have the opportunity, maybe they really loved going to the beach or something. You want to be able to take them to the beach one last time before they leave this earth, you know. I think there's so many sweet things that people can do for others before they die that a lot of others have missed out on the opportunity to.
And we need to remember to do those things.
Yeah.
Because we lose people and that you've lost your chance.
Yeah,
you know?
Then you have the regret later on.
Yeah. Did you do anything for Margie?
Margie's two dying wishes, right? She was pretty, as you knew, she was pretty sick towards the end, but she had two things. She wanted to go to Friend's restaurant and have dinner.
Oh, yes.
Floyd and Leslie Bevan are friends, are absolute superstars.
Awesome.
And so we took at a friend's restaurant to see the Narelle Bell show doing, and we know Narelle really
superstar,
doing those Karen Carpenter songs, Carpenters.
And she was very unwell then, wasn't she?
It took us about 35 minutes to get her in and about 40 minutes to get her out after the show. And during the night, we're going, I wonder if she's going to get through the night. She did everything in her stoic way to get through. And at one stage, she got cramp in her leg and I thought she was dying.
Oh,
oh, don't die at the Carpenters gig, Mum.
No.
But she came good. And the other wish was a Colette Dinigan dress, but it would have taken about an hour to get her in and out of that. So we didn't bother. But we got her to a friend's restaurant, which was great.
Yeah, but that's nice, isn't it? Because it's something now that's special you can reflect on and be like, oh, we were able to do that before she passed.
Yeah, but don't play me that bloody Carpenter song we played at the funeral.
Oh, me either.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't sound like very poetic, but it is something I think about all the time. Like my dad met his maker very calmly, and I hope I can go with that level of calmness and peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very sick, of course, but I remember for some reason his bed, his sick bed, looked out, I have told you this story, onto the carport.
Right.
And for some reason, right towards the end, I saw him about 2 weeks before he died.
Yeah.
He said, I want you to change my car battery.
Oh, really?
And I couldn't work it out at the time. It's not the sort of thing you ask me to do. It's the sort of thing you ask my brother to do.
Right, yeah.
But I thought, well, okay, he really seems to want me to do it. So I went to the shop and I got a battery and I did it and I started the car and I looked at his little face.
Yeah.
And he's picking up from the doona and giving me the thumbs up. And it was like I'd proven to him that I was going to be okay.
Aww. Oh, that was it, like a test.
Yeah. It was like, he's all right. He's a half man. He'll be okay.
Look, I would love if people want to share with us, 133353, if you can tell us what amazing thing you did for your loved one before they died. I mean, I know a lot of people will throw their own funerals. You know, some people, if they know they're going to be sick, will say, well, let's all have a get-together.
Before I go.
Tamara from Ballajura has given us a call. Tamara, did you do something special for your loved one before they died?
I did, actually. It was just a couple of days before my grandfather died. Years before, he always said I reminded him of his mother. Just before he died, he had severe dementia. And didn't even recognise his children. But when we went and visited him, he put his arms out. He recognised me as his mother, not his granddaughter.
Yeah.
Wow. So basically I went up and I gave him a cuddle and I stroked his head. And you could just see the happiness on his face because he wasn't talking.
Right.
And he didn't know anyone around him. But he recognised me and it was like, oh, that's that little special moment.
Oh, you gave him the comfort of his mum.
Yes, that's right.
That's lovely.
Oh, that is lovely. That's making quite serious.
I know.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
You've stopped us in our tracks, Tamara.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely, Tamara. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
That is incredible.
Isn't it?
With dementia.
Ricardo from Bayswater. Have you done something special for a loved one before they died?
Yes, I did. It was my grandfather, and he was like my dad, and he loved going for nice drives, so I bought an old classic Corvette. I restored it up in my garage, and every day I'd pick him up for lunch and take him to a new destination for lunch all around Perth.
Oh,
heavy Chevy,
buddy!
Corvette,
beautiful thing.
Yeah. We used to sit our chairs by the river and just sit there and eat our lunch, jump back in the car, and I'd take him back.
That's great.
Oh,
and what a choice of muscle car for it too, Rick. That's great.
Yeah, great car.
And a bit of a labour of love too, isn't it? Because every day that you were working on that, you knew that you had a purpose for it as well, which is pretty special.
Yeah, it was great. It was.
Good job, man.
Oh,
thanks.
Wonderful.
Personal story. Thanks for sharing.
I had to carry him in there, but like, it was worth a minute of it, you know?
Yes, yeah. Those are the memories that no one can take away from you. They're special and they're yours. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Ricardo. Good on you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great morning.
A special mention too. We had Michelle call up from Eden Hill, and what she did is she scanned all of the photos from her father's life, scanned them onto the laptop, and then walked her father through his own life.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Watching all the, looking through all the photos again.
So his life literally flashed before his eyes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, these are just the beautiful things that you can share with someone if you have the opportunity. Denise in High Wycombe, have you done something special?
Hello, yes. I actually wrote my grandmother's life story, her book, and I got it published. And on her 100th birthday, we had probably 100 guests. I presented her with her copy. No one had seen it till then.
Aww.
And had a special foreword. So I had one foreword just for her, thanking her for being my grandma. And and then handed out books to all the relatives and friends that were there.
Oh, that's gorgeous. So, Denise, did you spend some time with your grandma over the years collating those stories and finding out what was happening in her life?
Absolutely. I started it 10 years prior, and absolutely, she was a legend. She broke a world record
in her 95th year swimming. She was
really
wow.
Yeah, she was an amazing. Her name was Betty Jones, and
Betty Jones.
Yeah, she lived to be nearly 105. Believe
wow,
it or not.
Wow, so, good on you, Betty.
Goodness me.
Hey, Denise, not many people top the letter from the Queen. Well done.
Yeah, she was very amazing. Yeah, beautiful lady.
Oh, I bet she loved that book.
I love sitting with my grandparents and hearing stories about their life, and you realise, you know, that we don't have to end up with statues of us.
No.
You know, we just we live a life and we're good to our families and people remember us. That's beautiful, Denise.
Because her dad died when she was 7 in the First World War. She was the oldest of four. She worked in a cigarette factory. Didn't tell
God bless her.
She was
God
in her 90s. She hated every second. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She didn't tell anyone until she was 90. She was forced to leave school. From 14 to 21, she worked in a cigarette factory and hated every second of it. But she was the mate. She was the oldest kid and she had to work.
They were different days too, Denise.
Yeah. But how incredible that you can give that as a gift. That's wonderful. And for your whole family now, everyone gets to enjoy that book.
I've done 3 editions since then, since she's passed. The last one was after she passed. I just updated it to say she'd passed.
All right, someone call a screenwriter. There's a movie right there. That's incredible.
Thanks, Denise. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Wow, some brilliant calls on that one.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And I think it makes me feel a bit better about the stuff with death that I just am not good at handling.
Yeah, we're not good at handling it, but, you know, it happens to us all, and cherish the ones that are still here now.
And maybe do something special for them. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. You were first. Mum's delicious.
Morning, Chris. Clezzy thinks you're delicious.
Chris.
Brian. Look, never mind shielding your kids from the dark web. If you want to keep your kids safe, you need to keep them away from penguins.
Oh, really?
Not penguin. Penguin.
Burgess Meredith.
Hey, Batman.
Back from the 60s.
different type of penguin.
Sure.
It turns out penguin poo is quite the drug.
Tell me about it.
Their feces is filled with nitrous oxide, which is more commonly known as laughing gas.
Right.
And these scientists have been going along to penguin colonies to do some research. And because there is so much feces in the area, all the scientists are getting high.
Oh, really?
Really?
They're getting high. Yeah, they reckon that if you get a colony of feces, it's about 100 times higher in nitrous oxide than a fertilized field. So it's massive. And they're saying it's enough to send you completely cuckoo. They said that after these scientists were nosing about in guano, which is the poo, for a while.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, nice.
They go completely cuckoo and then they all felt ill and had a headache. So
just like a normal Saturday in Northbridge.
Pretty much,
They made a special note of saying that the small nitrous oxide cylinders that you see lying and floating around in Copenhagen.
Or in the streets of Belmont, like anywhere.
Yeah, the recreational drug known as Nangs. Apparently, they've got nothing on how much this heavy dose of penguin poo is.
Well, let's be honest. Penguins spend a lot of time standing there in the freezing cold with an egg under their feet or on top of their feet, right? Tough life.
Mm-hmm.
You need something.
That's just the blokes.
When my parents came to watch me play soccer, they had a flask of brandy. That's all I'm saying. You need something to get you through sometimes.
They weren't selling Nangs at the canteen.
They weren't selling Nangs, but they might as well have been.
They're just waiting for Morgan Freeman's voice to make them all feel better, aren't
they? Quite.
Yeah, that's the way it works. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Oh, that's how a lot of people are feeling about their footy at the moment. They only want to be with you. They want to see a bit of footy. And Claresy, I rib you a little bit about your Dockers.
I do,
you know, we always have our Docker for the year and we love them and I always want them to do well. But
we hold you solely responsible for the team.
He comes from Essendon. Yeah, well, I'm sick of picking on you guys.
Honestly. So what's happening within your club at the moment?
Okay, this is the point where, I mean, obviously footy's coming back, but not with crowds. And we're heading over to join the hub up there in Queensland and not play golf or have sex. For the players, which has been stipulated. But this is a point in time where it becomes very handy that your president of your footy club runs a very successful home building company.
Dale.
So Dale Alcock has popped in. This is incredible, actually. So Fremantle's Forever Project is a way to stop everyone from, a lot of people are struggling. So you want to take back your membership. So you might pay $400 or $500 for your footy membership. unlikely you'll see any live footy at Optus this year.
Yes. Mm.
So as opposed to just having bulk numbers taking away from the projected $60 million in revenue for the club this year,
right,
they're offering the chance, well, not only discounts for next year and beyond, but also part of this thing is like pretty much a raffle, a bit like the MS Draw, only if you've got a $400 membership, you get four tickets,
okay,
one for each of the $100 you're putting in. If you leave your membership money with the club, four tickets to win a $700,000 house and land package in our south.
So wow, don't ask for a refund, and Dale Alcock might give you one of his houses.
You might get a house.
Okay.
This is like a bake sale, you know,
it
when
is
you,
so
your
cool
mum used to bake a little treat and you'd all put in and everybody would go, this is going to save the day.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's come forward and gone, what can I donate? I've yeah got this house over here that yeah I can
so
throw in.
Not only the house in our southern suburbs, but yeah, so it's a ticket for every $100 that you you leave with the club. And also there's second prize, Toyota have donated a car, 17 grand car.
Oh,
Willie Creek Pearls, third prize, 16 grand necklace, and a good grocer donating a year's supply of groceries valued at $1,200.
Just wow, to, okay,
okay,
just
so
to
it
keep
becomes
your membership.
A draw. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
look, and I know people are doing it really tough right now,
of course,
and I feel for them, but I also don't really understand why people are entitled to a return
a
on their money. I mean, I know it's not fair and this is terrible and COVID has affected everybody, but I'm sort of like, well, none of us got our road registration back. You know, if none of us were driving to work
sure
for 2 months, then I don't get money back on that. I didn't get money
here
back on my health fund when I couldn't go to any of my appointments. You know what I mean? There's
I guess just it was like the concert tickets. You remember they had that,
yeah,
that thing to not get
keep the money in the industry.
Refund,
yeah,
yeah,
to keep the industry going.
Yeah, because there's so many promoters going to go broke all of a sudden. Mm. And the other option here, and this is further to what you're saying, Casey, is you can forfeit, don't get any tickets in the draw for the prizes, and donate your membership for a tax deduction.
Wow.
I don't think your membership at the footy club's ever been tax deductible before. There must
wow
be a deal with the ATO.
Well, you're lucky you've got a good, you know, Dale is your president.
Dale
you've
is
got,
a man.
I mean, imagine other clubs like Footscray, they're sponsored by Mission Corn Chips.
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it?
I love
and
guac,
tell you
though.
What,
I mean,
if you live in Tasmania, you should be worried because Hawthorne's major sponsor
yeah
is Tasmania.
Yeah.
So
what are you, what's
just
going to happen? They give away
Jeff Kennett's going to give away Tasmania.
Oh,
is he still the president? I don't know.
When a little house, it's a bungalow.
Hey, hey,
it's working for us, isn't it? Good on you, Frio.
Go, Frio.
But he's back soon. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Quiz.
The one and only superstar from 10 U Sport and, of course, Mix 94.5's footy team and Dead Set Legends, Lockie Ray. Good morning, champ.
A very good morning, guys. How are you?
Very
good,
well,
buddy.
Mate.
Pretty good. We've got Stevie Nicks and Lindsay Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac on the show this morning. Well, these two anyway.
Star-studded. Absolutely brilliant. Hey, let's get stuck into this quiz straight away.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Question one is very fitting for the best brekkie team on Perth Radio. Here it is now. Question one. If I was eating in the suburb of Eggs and Bacon Bay, which Australian state would I be in?
Oh,
Eggs and Bacon Bay.
Eggs and Bacon Bay.
I know this.
Don't
gee,
swear, please,
all right.
Matty.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah, have a crack at that.
Which Australian state? Question number two.
Yep.
I think we have some audio here, Claire. I hope you're prepared. Because,
certainly do,
I have a famous WA footballer which features in this 1992 TV commercial. Please name him.
My mum makes me eat a lot of things I don't want to, so that I'll grow up to be big and strong. But she doesn't have to force me to eat tip-top white high five.
Have you finished your lunch yet?
Yes, mum.
Well, you can go out and play then.
Oh, that's cute. I like his name being clipped out of there too. Well done.
Oh, gee.
Very nice, eh? Hey? So a famous WA footballer. That is a legendary ad from the early 90s.
Early
wow
90s. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm all over it.
You are, eh, Kimbo?
No, no, I haven't got a clue, Lucky.
Kimbo's written Pav, I reckon.
I don't think Pav was born then.
No,
was
he? No,
no, he was about eight.
All right, question number three. Who am I dressed as today? All right, brace yourself.
Okay.
This is big, all
mm-hmm
right?
Yep.
Here is my first clue.
Oh.
It's pretty quiet.
Okay.
Oh, that's
yeah
it.
So that,
oh, okay.
That's my first
that's
clue.
That's the clue.
All right?
Okay,
yeah.
The second clue for who am I dressed as is...
I love it.
People laughed at me, but in a good way. Who am I?
Okay. Got an idea.
Oh, okay.
And for the kids out there, that's known as dead air.
Yeah.
Something we strive very much not to have.
Sometimes but, the backup backup tape starts playing. Yeah.
A little bit of music in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back to question number one. If I was eating in the suburb of Eggs and Bacon Bay, which Australian state would I be in? Kimber, which Australian state am I eating in?
South Australia, mate.
Oh, great confidence.
Maddie.
I went Tasmania.
Plezzy.
I said New South Wales. Shearing sheep as big as Wales, mate.
Maddie is a legend.
Matthew.
Thank you.
Tasmania is the answer.
Is that a guess?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, part of me Atkins diet.
Oh, well
knowing
done.
That stuff.
Very good.
44Ks out of Hobart it is. Eggs and Bacon Bay. So there you go.
Very good.
Question number two. Let's have another listen to this advertisement. Name the superstar footballer.
My mum makes me eat a lot of things I don't want to. So that I'll grow up to be big and strong. But she doesn't have to force me to eat tip-top white high five.
Have you finished your lunch yet?
Yes, mum.
Well, you can go out and play then.
Nah. I don't know.
Okay. Tip-top.
I've taken a bad stab in the dark here. It's not right. I went with Chris Mainwaring. I don't think it's his voice, though.
No, you were thereabouts, though. It was a good pick. Good
with the Geraldton boy?
I've gone Peter Matera.
Peter Matera. What about you, Claire's man?
I reckon it was Sumer. I reckon it's Peter Sumich.
Peter Sumich is the man.
I like the way you cut his name out of there when his mum comes out.
Very creative. Yes, that's exactly right. That was a great commercial. All right, who am I? In silence.
Dead air.
Dead air. And then people laughed at me, but in a good way. I'll start with you, Matthew.
I've gone with the great Marcel Marceau.
Oh.
The mime, the famous mime.
Clever.
Kimber?
I went with Humphrey B. Bear.
Ooh.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
Clancy.
I went with Marcel Marceau.
I went with Charlie Chaplin.
Laugh at him in a good way. Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah. I didn't get any today, Lockie. Yikes.
Zero from three.
Zero.
Oh, did you? Kimber.
Yeah, goodness me.
Kimber, you know what? There's always another day.
That's the best thing about, you know, you've got to work hard and improve.
Mm.
Yeah. Always another day to stuff it up again.
Go on, you bud.
That was the lockdown quiz. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, mate. Go and enjoy some tip-top Peter Sumich style. There he is, Lockie Reed.
Peter Sumich was my grandma's favourite player.
Was he?
I can't believe I wasn't.
That left foot, and they used to criticise him for hooking the ball, but he kicked a lot of goals.
He kicked a few goals.
Well, 500, wasn't it?
Yeah. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning. On
Mix 94.5. Got your back. Down South Week.
ABC Blinds have your back too, with up to 50% off at their autumn drop sale. abcblinds.com.au.
I got your back.
Let's see if we can make someone's day here. Nominations keep flooding in. Mix 94.5's got your back, which is cool.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people doing some great stuff out there and people want to say thanks. And there's also people doing it tough who need a leg up.
We're helping whoever we can.
Another nominator. Good morning, Kelly. Welcome. How
are
you doing?
Yes, hello. How are you?
We're great, Kelly. Thank you for nominating Janine for Mix 94.5's Got Your Back. Tell us why she got the nomination.
So she is just such an inspirational person. She just devotes all of her time to her not-for-profit organisation, No Limits Perth, where she just helps so many underprivileged people and homeless and those from domestic violence situations. I mean, I've been with her a couple of times where her phone just does not stop people asking for help, and just amazing to be around.
Would you like us to spoil Janine for you?
Absolutely. She definitely is someone that deserves being spoiled.
All right.
Well, she's probably lifting up a table for someone who's vulnerable right now and needs some furniture in their place. So we'll give her a call.
Yes, exactly.
Hello, Janine. It's Claire, Matt and Kimber. How are you going?
Yes, we're very well, thank you.
Janine, tell us something about yourself. You're quite busy with what you do.
I am indeed. I am busy running a charity for people in crisis.
Yes, it's called No Limits Perth, and you organise housing, food, furniture. Wonderful work. You're busy at the moment?
We are extremely busy at the moment, yes.
Hey, Janine, I'm sure there's some days you end up there and you're lugging heavy furniture down for someone who's vulnerable and needs some things, but it's just your spirit and your way, isn't it, to help people out who are a bit vulnerable in our community?
There's nothing better than being able to offer that little bit of kindness for nothing in return.
Well, Janine, we love and respect that attitude. And while you thought you were coming on our show to talk about No Limits Perth and give a bit of a shout out to the organisation and the charity, the reason we've actually got you here is that your friend Kelly has nominated you for all the wonderful work you do and has asked Mix 94.5 to have your back and do something special for you.
Okay.
Yes, you deserve this. It's thanks to our mates at ABC Blinds. We're going to send you and your husband to the very fancy schmancy Empire Spa Retreat in Yallingup.
Nice.
Plus dinner just up the road at the Little Fish Restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You sounded a little bit suspicious of us, Janine, but about time you got something back.
Thank you so much. I'm actually speechless.
Now, Janine, don't give that prize away.
No,
it is for you to enjoy,
yeah, exactly,
to rest and recuperate from everything you do, and thank you for what you give to the community.
Oh, thank you so much for that. That is so generous. Thank you very, very much.
No, you deserve it. Thank you. And I think when you go, you need to turn that bloody phone off, because Kelly says that whenever she's with you, it's running off the hook.
She's right.
Well, Janine, don't thank us. Thank ABC Blinds. They're helping you to get down there and enjoy the spoils for a change.
Thank you so much. Thank you, ABC Blinds. Thank you, Kelly, for nominating me. And just, thank you, guys. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. Have faith. Believe. We must have faith. Ooh, I gotta have
faith. Do not lose your hope. We're seeing if you have faith in our Kimbo this morning.
It's a tricky game, this one, because it's quite easy to embarrass yourself.
Well, we do that sort of every day anyway.
Yeah, well, every 15 minutes we do that.
That's our job.
And we've got Michael on the line. Good morning, Michael in Ascot.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Michael.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, real good.
What are you doing with yourself? Are you working at the moment, Michael, or what are you up to?
I am, yes. I'm just driving around checking waterproofing.
Good man.
Oh, good on you. All right, well, Michael, I'm going to leave the room and the guys are going to tell you the category of the question that I need to answer. So I'll be back soon.
Yeah, Kimber's got to leave the room. She goes to the soundproof booth.
There she goes.
Yeah, in fact, she goes outside the studio.
Gliding across the floor.
Sticks her fingers in her ears.
So, Michael, do you feel like you know Kimber reasonably well?
Well, she's been going really great lately, so I have every faith in her. I think she'll get this.
She has, and she's been telling us every day she's been going well.
She has too, yeah. Well, look, this is the category, Michael. We're going to ask her a question on reality television.
Mm.
Now, do you have faith that she'll know the answer or that she won't?
I think she'll know the answer. I'll have faith.
Okay. You're going to keep the faith. All right, Michael, well, we'll get Kimber back in and we'll play the game. Here she comes, fingers out of the ear holes, so to speak. Kimber, welcome back.
Hello, all right,
Michael's still
you.
Here.
Okay,
Michael Bescott.
Now, we've heard a lot about how well you've been doing in quizzes lately.
Yeah.
So here we go. Is this a setup?
Here we go.
No, not necessarily set up.
Okay, the category is reality television.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Here's the question. Channel 7 is bringing back Big Brother.
Yep.
For its 12th series.
Mm-hmm.
In 2001 was the first Big Brother.
Right.
Who won? Who won the first series of Big Brother?
See Kimber go straight into that chaser face?
Yeah.
You know, like that real serious quiz
first,
question.
First Big Brother.
Mm.
I'm going to go with my first instinct.
Go on.
I'm going to say Reggie.
Oh, Reggie.
Reggie.
There was a woman called, I don't even know if it was the first season, but my...
She was very, very ochre, Reggie, wasn't
she? My gut says Reggie.
Okay.
Right.
I don't... Oh, Michael, don't tell me the answer, but would you have known the answer if this was your question?
Absolutely.
You would have known it.
Good on you, Michael.
Okay. Actually, I reckon this is a pretty tough one because there have been some pretty high-profile people have won Big Brother or been in Big Brother series.
And some super forgettable ones.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's
people
what I'm saying.
People that were like a big deal for 6 minutes and you have never heard of again.
I remember one of the people from this series, but she didn't win.
No, I remember Sarah Marie.
Yeah,
I remember the bum wiggling.
The bum
slap. About it.
So, but was it Sarah Marie?
Well, and I don't even know if she was in the same season. Look, I don't have another answer.
Would you have known this, Matt? Because I wouldn't have known this answer.
I've got to be honest. I don't know. Because then I saw the answer and went, I think I knew that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be.
I don't have another answer, so I'm going to lock in Reggie.
Locking it
despite the fact that I'm nervous that she was season two.
Okay, Matt.
Okay.
Who was it?
It was Ben.
Ben. Oh,
Ben, the most unforgettable dude ever. Well, who's Ben?
No, well, exactly.
He was pretty forgettable.
Ben who? What was Ben known for?
Hey, hang on.
He was a big,
he
was a big guy.
He's a nice bloke.
He was a good guy. Yeah, he was
get off his back.
He was a big dude.
He's yeah. just really? Doing his thing.
I mean, he could have said Chrissy Swan or a few others in there. Or Big Brother contestants.
Well, I mean.
Reggie won season 3.
Oh, she did win. Yeah. I thought she won, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Michael, I guess the question is, did you have faith in me or not?
I did.
Sorry.
Oh, disappointing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. Oh, I don't remember Ben.
That's okay. It's all right. Michael and Kimber eventually lets everyone down.
Good morning to Reggie and Ben, who was forgettable apparently.
Sorry, Ben. Yeah. Bloody hell.
It's tough. I mean, reality TV is meant to be forgettable. That's the point, right?
Well, there's a new series coming, so there's more people to pick on.
The only other dude from that first series was the guy who came second who ended up on Neighbours. I can't remember his name, but that was...
Madonna.
Not Saxon. Yeah. No, I've Saxon. Lost it.
No,
hey, sorry, Michael.
Blair.
No worries, guys.
Have a great day.
Michael. Thanks for playing, mate.
Good on you, bud.
Thanks, Kimber.
That was a good question, guys.
It was a good question.
And lots of people might have got that, but yeah, that was tough.
And Michael's working hard checking waterproofing at this time of year. Pretty handy with the rain coming back Sunday.
No, it's only taken 3 years, but producer Tom is finally coming up with these good questions.
I wouldn't say great.
No.
Yeah.
He's the Ben.
Yeah. I'd say he's fair to middling.
Sorry, Ben.
But a little forgettable.
Yeah.